Foods was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, June the 23rd. Is it June the 23rd already? Can that be right? And it is 7:06 in the morning. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Angel. She gets up early because the hotter it is, the quicker she gets out of the house to go for a walk. Good morning, everybody. Good morning there, Bad Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing well, thank you very much. And sunny.
How bad's it going to be?
Well, it's going to be a sunny, hot day. The high near 102 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. Low around 68. It ratchets up tomorrow with an estimated high of 107. By Thursday, we're into the triple sticks. 111 predicted right now in Reading. It is 72 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Veteran-owned business here in town that gives senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. So 107. Now, okay, in the paper, it's got like 114, you know, what we're talking about for Friday. Now, good thing, we've got Haven Humane coming in here today, Mark Story. Good friend and does so much for the community, of course, with Haven Humane. One of the things we're going to talk about is leaving animals in the car. And, you know, some people think, well, if I cracked it, you know, if I leave it half down, it'll be okay. I don't think so. And we're going to talk to Mark about that. And we're also going to give out numbers for people so they could call. You know, this is an emergency just like it would be this is a 911 for animals here. And, you know, people talk about, well, should I bust the windows? We're going to talk about that to rescue a dog because a number of things can happen when you go around busting people's car windows.
Yeah, just a heads up, these triple digits remain in place through next week. So just be aware of that. We're showing the longer range forecast for next Thursday, the 2nd, just before the 4th of July, 114. So we are in a...
When is it?
For next Thursday.
The 2nd.
The 2nd, yeah. Wow. Just before the holiday. It's a sustained heat wave, and batten them down and try to stay cool.
You know, on the 3rd, we're going to be at Crown Motors. We're going to be celebrating the 4th on the 3rd. With veterans, we're going to be interviewing veterans. We're also going to be interviewing immigrants who have come to this country and have become successful, who love this country and want just the best for it. So I'm looking forward to that, too, on the 3rd. And then what's the 4th look like? Do we have anything on the 4th? Because that's the night that we at KCNR salute the veterans when we have baseball with Colt 45s, Marine Corps Color Guard, Linda singing the national anthem, and then KIXE having the fireworks out there.
Well, these are fairly long-range forecasts, and they can change right now. The trend shows overnight lows of 80 degrees by the time we get up to the holiday. Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. Hey, let's talk about something here. Bob, you can hop on here, too, if you want to. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley.
I get them all mixed up.
Yes. They all have names that end with Y. Governor Nikki Haley has said, I no longer want to fly the Confederate flag on the state grounds for a couple reasons. She said, but the reason that she said that was interesting, she said that it's led to a new consensus of what the banner means after the slaying of the 9 blacks in Charleston, South Carolina, 9 African Americans, I should say. Now, this leads into a bunch of other things, including something else the Supreme Court just did. And there's, Carl's saying, okay, yeah, we should be able to fly the Confederate flag. Well, frankly, if it's, you know, if it's personal property and it's on your property and this is, you know, I have no problem with it because then I'd be saying, well, no, then you can't fly the American flag, and I'll tell you why in a second. I don't see, you know, why. I have never done it because to me, And I'm going to offend people here. But
you're from that neck of the woods.
I am from that neck of the woods. I grew up in Georgia and North Carolina and Virginia and Tennessee. I mean, I grew up there. So I can talk about this. And the fact is that it's a flag of losers. They lost. No matter, you can say, oh, but they fought so well. They lost. They lost big time. They lost for a lot of reasons. And a lot of the reasons were they're infighting among the states. But, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what the banner stands for a lot of people, except the gentility of the South and the noble lost cause, which, of course, is – there's questions about that, too. So – but here's what I think is you have to think, oh, we can't fly this flag because of what it stands for. It stands for racism. Well, then I think about what happened in Southern California when the students voted to take the American flag out of the student union because it stood for imperialism and warmongering and all these things. So we have to watch this. I mean, in the sense of you don't want to fly the Confederate flag, the Confederate States of America flag, the battle banner that came out of Northern Virginia, came out of the Northern Virginia Army under Lee. Okay, that's fine. But now you start seeing people saying the same thing about the American flag. Oh, look what it stands for. So we can't fly that. And then of course, the saner heads at the university down there in Southern California overruled this vote that they made. But you have to think about this. And then the Supreme Court has just said, and this is one I really like. And you know what? It was editorial record Searchlight. So that kind of puts it pretty well. Comes out of the Los Angeles Times. It said the state of the Supreme Court in a very divided 5-4 said that the state of Texas could remove or ban the Confederate flag, you know, as little symbols on the state license plate. And you say because that means that the state of Texas is advocating what the Confederacy stood for, slavery and all this. However, at the same time, on these license plates are things like football teams, fast food restaurants, people's, I mean, everything, businesses, anything you can think of, veterans, everything. Anything you can think of is on these license plates. And they chose to get rid of that banner. And this one is the slippery slope. Because if a state can say, look, I don't want to, I don't want to have the Confederate flag on there because it's, you know, it signifies what the state stands for. Why can't they then say, then I don't want anything that says pro-choice or pro-life or veterans or anything?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Anything is going to offend somebody.
It is, and it's going to offend a lot of people. But that's the best thing about freedom and democracy and the freedom of speech under the First Amendment. My gosh. You know what? I get offended all the time. I turn on Jon Stewart at last 1 minute. I can't read it.
No, he just snarks you out.
I mean,
but
you know what? I'm glad that Jon Stewart's there. I'm glad he upsets me. Rachel Maddow, I can listen to Rachel for an hour. Why? I don't know. Because I'm the only one listening, and I didn't want her to, you know, because if I don't listen to her occasionally, her ratings will drop to zero because there's only two people in the United States that listen to her. Anyway, but I can listen to Rachel on this. So this is the kind of thing that it's abhorrent that what this flag stood for. But it also of personal property. It's also what person feels that, my gosh, it's something that to ban that flag from license plates or other places means that you could also ban the United States flag under the same reasoning that it stands for something that there's people in this country hate. Imperialism, whatever. So it's a little dangerous there. Just thought I'd start off this way. Today we've got CareNet, and we have Haven Humane, and do we have people waiting on talking on the phone?
Well, we have Shelley, who is your 7:15, I guess, on the phone right now.
Okay, so we'll come back right after the news, or no, right after these ads.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back.
View 202 has something new and exciting beginning July 5th from 11 to 2. It's Jazz Brunch on View 202's veranda, the only restaurant on the river. Executive chef Dustin Heisler will entice you to explore his unique and delicious new menu with a new twist on old classics like brioche French toast and Belgium Freebird. Every Sunday, join me, Linda Bott, as I create a cool vibe on the veranda with my jazz ensemble. While dining by the river, experience fun cocktails like the Velvet Elvis, the Manmosa. Oh, and how about the Purple Cheetah? So come meet me at View 202 on the veranda for Jazz Brunch on the River, 202 Hempstead. Call 226-8439 for reservations today. Let loose every Sunday in July. Eat, drink, repeat.
And let me play among the stars. Let me see.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Linda's on assignment today. 7:20 in the morning, 71 degrees out there, going up to 104.
Yeah.
Don't leave those cars. Don't leave anything in that car. Don't leave that little chocolate bar.
100 teens for the next week. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we're not in Kansas anymore, Toto. 7:20 in the morning here on the 23rd of June. 71 degrees, like you said, going up to 104 today.
Boy, Alliance is going to be busy.
This portion of the show is what's going to be busy?
Alliance is going to be busy.
Alliance Heating and Air. They already are. You know, I talked to Martin, you know, a week ago. He says we're slammed and it's going to get worse. But here's the thing. He also said he also understands emergencies. He's bringing in more, you know, he's brought in some more people there to help, you know, on the lifting and carrying type thing, so as technicians can get in there. And so you can put more technicians out there, and especially when people are having problems.
I've worked in that in there.
Yeah, that's 221-2642. You know, I tell you, it's so have I. I've worked for. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ranked a top 100 hospital for the last 3 years, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 in the United States. That's what I mean when I say the top 100 hospitals. That's in the United States, my friends. Been in the business for 70 years, Shasta Regional has, and they do it by treating people well. Now, Trevor is said here, is it illegal to display a Nazi flag? No, it's not.
It may be hazardous to your health in certain quarters.
Yeah, certain places. But I remember when neo-Nazi jerks marched through Skokie, Illinois. And Skokie was a center of it was a Jewish community. And they got a parade pass. And you know who fought for them? For the Nazis was the ACLU. They said, wait a minute, if you start saying people can't march because you just don't like what they're saying, then you can say it about anybody. And they're absolutely right. Now, you may find the Nazi flag abhorrent, as many do. That's why you don't ever hear me calling people Nazis. And when people use the term Nazi, oh, they're Nazis, I think about really, what are you saying about this? Do you really believe that they're Nazis, that they're going to put everybody that doesn't go along with them, they're going to throw them into a concentration camp and then gas them? Think about the things the Nazis did, the atrocities they did. You can call them thugs. You can call them lawbreakers. You can call them jerks. You can call them asses. You know, all these things. But, you know, this is why. So there's a Nazi flag. What's that stand for? It stands for murder. It stands for atrocities. It stands for concentration camps and cruelty of dimensions you and I cannot imagine. Well, maybe you can't. I can't imagine.
Closest group would be Islamic State.
Islamic State. And let's go there, because Islamic State is right now is moving forward in their ability to push their terrorism, and they're using the social media network.
Now, here's the big difference between Islamic State and groups like Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram and all those. The old guard terrorist groups relied on the big major event striking a la Munich, a la any number of attacks, 9/11, what have you, and they would plan these things out. Well, in order to move things into the next generation, groups like ISIS have said, hey, we've got this thing called social media, and we can start drawing in the next generation of jihadists. Now, it's easy to say, well, let's just not let them use Twitter. Twitter and other social media do exist, and policing them is nearly impossible because, yes, you can shut down individual accounts, but it's playing whack-a-mole.
Oh, it is. Because
you knock one down, one comes up.
Yeah, because you can start them from everywhere. And this is how they're recruiting people, is through social media. And you'll see those two girls that left, I think it was two girls that left England, and were heading into to join ISIS. And they were tracking them. But they had been approached and had been recruited over the internet.
Well,
makes you wonder how many more. Well, this crazed, this terrorist, homegrown terrorist that killed the 9 people, wanting to start some kind of civil war or something, is how much of that came from the internet?
Well, and it runs a little deeper with that. When it comes to ISIS, 9 young men in Garland, Boston, and recently in New York and New Jersey were arrested for allegedly attempting to carry out ISIS-inspired attacks or killed by law enforcement in confrontation. Remember the guy with the knife in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the incident down in Texas with the two? Now, these people were not directly tied to ISIS, but they bought into the ideology and were egged into it through the social media.
That's right. And so the question is then, if Google, what Google has said it's going to do, it's going to rule out, or it's going to ban any revenge porn. You've heard about revenge porn.
Oh, yes. We talked about that.
Did you see that? Okay. They're going to then not let there be any revenge porn on the internet, as far as they're concerned, on Google. How can you do this? How can you do this with ISIS or ISIL? How many sites would you have to shut down and constantly keep shutting them down? This would take a whole division of people to watch what's coming up, what's popping up, what is a terrorist organization? Is the Sons of the Confederacy, which is, I think, a real organization, is that a terrorist organization?
It depends on your definition.
Well, you looked at they said that this guy, a roofer, you know, that killed these people, belonged. He referenced a organization, and this organization had given money to a lot of different people, including a black congressman out of Utah, who then returned the $1,000 that they sent. But it was like, you know, conservative center for policy or something. It was one of those names. It didn't have in there, you know, kill anybody that's not white. It mm-hmm. didn't say neo-Nazi culture, you know. But so you don't know what these are. You've got to really dig into them. I mean, you can see something that says, oh, okay, this looks like a legitimate organization. And then you get into it, and it's like, oh no, this is a lot more than it appears. And that's whether it's right-wing or left-wing.
Yeah. So instead of the big kill thousands event – what ISIS is telling their wannabes to do is to pick individual soft targets and start doing Charlie Hebdo-style attacks yeah. here and there and just pinpricking the West and sending us into yeah. terror, which is the point of the exercise.
Well, no, that's not the point. The point of terror is this, of those attacks is to crack down on the freedoms of the people in that country. In other words, okay, so these people are walking around, and they come in and they shoot up God forbid, but they shoot up a city bus stop, or they walk into a small radio station in a town, and they shoot that up, and then they do these the death of a thousand cuts, like you said, but then the government starts restricting things. The government comes down hard to try to protect. The government does things like. Takes your guns
in the name of doing something.
And doing something. And what indeed happens is that it doesn't end up the way you want. But see, that's the idea of terror is to cause, in these cases, is to cause a sea change in the way the government interacts with the people. And if the people already don't trust the government in a lot of things, then as you can see, a lot of people don't trust the government, if you just look at the polls, and then they start cracking down on freedoms that you have. By the Constitution, because they were in a state of emergency here due to these terrorist attacks. I mean, this could just tear this country up. So,
yeah,
everybody needs to have a level head here and figure out what it is. You know, this one man killing these nine people is horrible. It is absolutely horrible. Does it mean that everybody is a racist in this country? No, it doesn't mean that. But it does mean. That we have a problem. We still have a problem, but it's more than just racism. It's mental health. I mean, can you say a person is mentally stable that does something like this when you look at the life he's had?
Yeah. So I guess the watchword would be perceptive but not paranoid. Because
yeah,
if they push us into paranoia, then they've won.
Then they've won. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop, right across the road from Sierra Gibbs. If you're looking for the ideal piece of jewelry, say for the 4th of July, if you get presents during the 4th of July. Anyway, the perfect piece of jewelry, whether it's estate or newer, whether it's a brooch, a necklace, a diamond bracelet, a tennis bracelet, watches, whatever, it's down at Four Winds Jewelry. Go on down and talk to Leonard and his associates, all of the associates down there, all the ladies down there, absolutely are experts on what they're talking about. You have a watch that needs to be repaired, take it down to Four Winds Jewelry. The only trained watch repair guy in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs, there's always something good at Four Winds Jewelry. Just ask for it if you don't see it, because trust me, it's there someplace. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, it is 71 now, going up to 104 today.
Of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes. and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It is 7:33 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, going to 104 today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Sonny and Trevor, and looks like Jarhead snuck in here. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, a veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst does what no other windshield repair business can do. He offers a full guarantee. From a little bitty chip in your windshield to cracks over 2 feet in length, he can fix them. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Redding. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a good place. I've had a crack in my windshield. It's like 8 inches long that he fixed 7 years ago, and you can't see it. Well, I mean, if you're inside, you can see it if you know where it's at. But if you were looking on the outside, Bob, you couldn't see it.
I have never noted a crack in your windshield.
See, there you go, right there.
Personal testimonial, unsolicited, unpaid.
There you go. Shelly Gibbs is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
CareNet.
CareNet Pregnancy Center.
There you go.
Love it.
Not everybody does.
This is true.
No, this is true. We appreciate what Shelly does and helping people here in our city and other cities, too, over in Red Bluff and others.
Yep.
But something's happened.
Yeah.
The state,
on the horizon.
Yeah. This is, you know, this goes back again into freedom of a business and people to be able to stand for something. But you're running into something that is going to have an impact on your business on, or I shouldn't say your business. It's not a business really, is it?
No, I mean, it's an organization. People refer to it as a ministry or a parachurch ministry, but we're really, just because we're a faith-based nonprofit, we're offering a service for free to the community. So we're not serving like the Christian group, or we're not serving the church. We're serving the community at large. And
you don't take money from taxes.
Correct.
And so there's no tax money associated with this.
Right.
Unlike other groups of people like Planned Parenthood.
True. Planned Parenthood and our local abortion clinic here in town is Women's Health Specialist.
Uh-huh.
They receive government funding. One of their main funds is called the State Family Pact. That comes from all of our tax dollars to the state of California. And that is funded to provide abortions for 12 years old and up for free without parental notification. And also birth control, STD testing, etc.
12 years old and up.
Yep, for free without parents knowing.
Does the kid just walk in there?
Yep, kid just walks in.
Reaches up on the counter if they're kind of short. Takes a lollipop out of their mouth.
Pretty much.
And says,
"You can't." That same kid.
I need an abortion.
That same kid can go to West Camp, right here in Shasta County, out at Whiskeytown Lake, and cannot take cold medicine, a cough drop, ibuprofen. Cannot take ibuprofen without a parent's note, a note from the doctor, and in the original packaging of that product, whatever that product is. And it has to be signed off by their medical doctor. The kid to take ibuprofen has to get it signed off by their doctor in advance, provided to the school in advance, and then toted out to camp, given to an adult who can only distribute and facilitate the administration of that drug, that medicine, that cough drop.
That over-the-counter, yeah.
Yeah, to that child.
Isn't that the way it is in school, too, though? I mean, not besides the camp. Aren't schools like this, too?
Yeah, but we're talking like this little mini event. The kid's away from his parents.
Right. Okay.
Still can't take an aspirin, but can walk down the street off
of Victor Avenue. But can they go to one of their advisors out there and say, "Hey, I'd like to have an abortion. Can you help me?"
Yes, they can.
And then,
by law, that if there's a nurse on staff, that nurse is supposed to, without your parents knowing, that same nurse that can't give that ibuprofen, that same nurse can drive that person down or get them the resources so that they can get an abortion.
I'm struck speechless here. I was adjusting microphones. I've read this, and I remember at one time there was something that. There was a proposition or something that came up, or an initiative that was years ago, that said something to the effect of that parents should be told if their child is going to have an abortion. And the people came back after this huge, and all this money and all this huge publicity and public relations campaign by, I don't know, teachers or whatever, or people that said, no, you don't need to tell the parents that your 12-year-old child is going to have an abortion.
I think that was in the 90s, and it was revisited again in 2008, and it's actually going to go to vote again in November of 16.
I would hope so. I would hope that people – and they say, well, obviously the girl can't talk. The child can't talk to the parents. Well, maybe there's other things going on too. Is there any counseling going on during this time? I mean, do the people that are that provide the abortion, do they ask the child what happened?
I couldn't speak to that because I'm not in their building.
Maybe you should ask them. Maybe have them on. Something like that.
Just
to ask, you know, so what can you ask them?
I don't know if you're going to get the true story. There's videos that have been blasted all over regarding what happens behind the scenes of people that have gone into clinics and stuff. And I know that there's two sides to that story as well. You know, not every clinic is as bad as it is on that one video. And
oh, yeah, I remember that. That guy goes in with the undercover about having his 16-year-old prostitute.
Right.
Something like that.
That's actually what has recently happened is their side now, this humongous pro-choice organization across the United States called NARAL. NARAL has gone into pregnancy centers and tried to sabotage us by going into certain clinics and pregnancy centers and saying, you're all fake clinics. And so revealing what they're calling truths by each state. So they published a report earlier this year nationwide about what was going on in pregnancy centers. And so there is a bill that is coming up. It's AB 775, in which from those videos and from that report.
And this is in California.
In California only right now, yes.
Right.
And so what's going on with that is they went in and said, hey, you guys are fake. You're pretending that you are a real clinic and you're a joke and you're just preaching religion down people's throats and you're telling girls the wrong information. And we want to make sure that you're giving girls the right information. And so we're going to enforce that you do that. And by doing that, since you are fake, we're going to pass a bill. It's being co-authored by Black Women of America, which is so ironic because abortion rates, African Americans are the number one race that are aborted. That was Margaret Sanger's original goal by putting Planned Parenthood in the ghetto when it first started back in the early 1900s, was to put it in Black and Jewish neighborhoods. Her goal was to exterminate that race and to clean up the white race. So, well, that's all another subject for another day. But in essence, over the last several decades, this is kind of what we're faced with right now. So they're saying, hey, you know what? You don't provide abortions, and we want to make sure that if someone needs one, that 12-year-old needs one, that she knows exactly where to get it. And so we are requiring you to refer for abortions. You're going to have it posted on your window really big, and they're giving us measurements for that, and then it's supposed to be okay, in our paperwork.
So let's just go back to CareNet. CareNet is an organization that counsels and assist girls, women that are pregnant on how to help keep their baby.
Correct.
And that the sanctity of life and all this. But this is what you do. You're not interfering with Planned Parenthood or the or people that or clinics that give abortion.
No.
You're not out there picketing. You're not this. You're just giving an alternative to it.
We are giving an alternative, and we actually focus on options. So say as an example that she comes in and you're using the word counseling, so I don't have professional counselors. We do refer for professional counseling if someone is in need of that. But if someone walks in, a guy or girl, boyfriend or girlfriend, any age actually, ages 12 and up. So we focus on if they are pregnant, what are their options? Their options are pregnancy, adoption, and abortion. And so we'll talk to them about all three. And then we're letting them choose. We're not manipulating. So if they do choose to keep their child or they need references or referrals for adoption, we can connect them to agencies here in the town or outside of town as well. But we do focus on healthy pregnancy, healthy families. And so we have resources to help them until their child is 3 years old.
Okay. And you have a list of doctors or I shouldn't say doctors, but places that if they choose to have an abortion that they can go to.
No, we don't refer for abortion.
Don't refer, but you said, I thought you said something that you had.
We have doctor referral lists if people are wanting OB care or need a checkup or need STD testing.
All right.
Because we don't offer that in our clinic. We don't have a medical doctor or an OB or a nurse practitioner or physician's assistant in our building at all times. We do have a medical director. Dr. Renee Williams is our medical director, and he oversees the medical portion of our center and reviews our sonograms because we facilitate first trimester ultrasounds.
Okay.
However, it's this bill that it says, hey, you know what? You don't offer this, and you need to make sure that you refer for it. Any girl, any guy that wants an abortion, they know where to get it. This is just another way to shove it in our face to say, look, we don't like what you're about, and we want to make sure that you're referring people to us. Now, the other side of this coin could be, well, you know what? We're going to even this out. We really don't focus on healthy pregnancy. We don't focus on helping women throughout their pregnancy or afterwards. Mm-hmm. We don't focus on education. We don't focus on parenting or healthy relationships. We'll refer to you for people that need that, and we'll have a big referral list, but they're not doing that. They're not saying, hey, if you want to keep your child, here's a fantastic resource in the community, and here's all of the things that we can do to help you keep your child. One of the first questions, we hear this over and over and over again, if a girl walks in the clinic, we'll have girls that have been clients there before and come to us and say, wow, it was really rude, it was really sterile, they were really mean. And I know that that's not every single circumstance and every story, but these are the ones that we're hearing. And these girls come in and say, I found out I was pregnant. And the first question they asked me is, do I want to terminate my pregnancy? That's the language that's used. And on their website, in referring to abortions, it doesn't actually ever refer to it as a baby or a life or life begins at conception or the heart starts beating at 21 days. There isn't that fetal development education on their website. They're referring to it as contents. So we will remove the contents from your uterus, and then they go through and explain the procedures of how they remove the contents. So it's language that's used.
So essentially is this Bill 775 is going to force clinics that believe in keeping or place – I shouldn't say clinics, but places that that believe in keeping the baby and either for the mother or adopting it out, and the – and they're going to insist that you have, even on your windows outside, that, you know, if you want to have an abortion here, you can, you know,
here's where you can get one.
And they want your people to tell the people that you're seeing, or the mothers you're seeing, who are already in a kind of a somewhat of a flummoxed state
right
at that point. And yet they don't want to do the same thing for the abortion centers, to say there is an alternative here,
right?
You know, to be from abortion, and here it is at CareNet. And if you have questions, please go down there.
Right. No, they're not doing that. So it's just really one sided, and it's happening in California only. We're the first state to kind of pioneer this, and it's kind of coupled with two other bills that are going through. I won't go into that, but the one regarding euthanasia as well as.
Well, let's take a break. Okay. Shelley Gibbs, executive director, is that executive director of CareNet's our guest here today, and we're talking about what's going on out at the with our legislature again is trying to again impose their will on everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends. We've already been talking about them, so we've already kind of talked about them already once, but let's talk about them again. Alliance Heating and Air, 104 today, 114 on Friday. Next week, 100 up in the teens. So are you having any problems with your air conditioning? Have you thought, have you been listening to me when I said call Martin at Alliance Heating and Air and his team, have him come out and check out your air conditioning system? You think it was okay, but then now when it hits 114 and everything goes in your house is 100 and you think maybe it's not working as well, maybe you need to get Alliance Heating and Air out there. Give him a call at 221-2642. You got an emergency? If he's got the people, and he does, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. Website is homecomfort.org for Alliance Heating and Air. Shelley Gibbs is our guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, if you still have any grass to mow, we have some ethanol-free 93. And if you've been putting off spraying your wood decks, fences, now's the time for log and shake oil. We have it in the 5-gallon pails ready to go. Joe's back at Weaverville, so stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy is a CFN fleet-wide card lock and accepted over 40,000 locations at the Pilot, Petro, Chevron, Flying J, and Love's, and TA truck stops. So call the renting office and get signed up. We have red off-highway diesel at all of our card locks, race car fuel for all the jet skis, motorcycles, and hot rods. If you need a home or a job site delivery, give us a call. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Shasta Speedway's track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Just think, you could be driving your own car on the Shasta Speedway racetrack. You'll get a full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection of your car. You don't want to miss your chance to race your own street car on the racetrack. Not only test the limits of your car, but test your limits as a driver. You never know. You could gain some serious bragging points with family and friends. Run your car or one of the rentals. Get one full hour of track time plus an 18-point inspection. Only $75. It's Thursday, June 25th, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Customized sessions, fast pass, novice, no experience, pace laps by reservation only. Go to Shasta-Speedway.com or call 530-515-8282. The Shasta Speedway track day and night is Thursday, June 25th. Brought to you in part by Coors Light, Blue Moon, Lithia Toyota, Tri-Counties Bank, Paint Mart, Napa Auto Parts, Anderson RV, Record Searchlight, Harvest Printing, Pepsi, Budweiser, Cicada Cantina, Applebee's, Logan's, Rock Auto, and this radio station.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl Bott, and it is 10 minutes till 8 o'clock here on the 23rd of June. 74 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I tell you, Espresso Joe's has got it all, besides having great coffees and lattes, espressos. They also have a lot of cold drinks there that you can get, and amazing selection of beer and wine over in Espresso Joe's. And veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Of course, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor. It has everything you could possibly imagine. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, another veteran-owned business. We're here with Shelley Gibbs.
Good morning.
Executive Director of CareNet. You're all fired up today. Wow.
I'll reel it in.
No, don't do that. Because you guys are in a fight now, and that's not a fight you picked.
We don't pick fights.
No, and you're here to do. How would you describe CareNet?
We're a hope center. That's what we are. In short, like we're offering resources. I mean, we see people. Client after client. I mean, we don't even call them clients. We call them friends all the time. When they come in, we refer to them as our friends or our family. And they're coming in. And not every person is in a quote-unquote crisis pregnancy. You know, there is that term was kind of developed in the 80s, and crisis pregnancy centers were popping up all over the United States. we've been open since 1984. In fact, this October we'll be celebrating our 31st anniversary in Redding, and our 10th anniversary in Red Bluff. But it's not every pregnancy is a crisis, and so we partnered with a national affiliation. CareNet is based in Lansdowne, Virginia, and so we partnered with them and kind of came under their wing as far as with their mission and vision. And we're offering resources for excuse me, men and women. When they're pregnant, and even if they're not pregnant, what do they need? If they so pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, parenting, we have an incentive
program.
You have
all types of stuff, you know, like bottles and diapers and those kind of things. Do you do that, or do you just
We have the physical items as well. So baby clothing up to 4T, maternity clothes, physical items, cribs, high chairs, things like that. That's secondary to what we're originally doing. So whether a boyfriend or girlfriend or a single person or a mom or married couple, regardless of their income or their circumstances, we're there to kind of partner with them. Over and over again, we hear like, hey, I've never been pregnant before. I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to start.
Well, they did know where to start, but they don't know what to do after that.
Right.
So
we're just act as a resource center. It's fantastic. Got phenomenal relationships with other agencies in the community and doctor's offices, the WIC program, the First Five program for Shasta. I love it.
There is an alternative out there.
There is.
And it's
there's good things brewing.
A lot of y'all going to how are you going to fight this, or are you?
Well,
because this tells a different. I mean, this goes against everything that you believe in, and probably many of the people that work with you. What they believe in is to tell a child coming in by, you know, here, let me counsel you or talk to you about having an abortion.
Right. Well, we do offer abortion education, and that is one thing that we try to train our team on. And it's not false information. It's information and pamphlets and flyers that come from medical doctors. And this isn't just for Shasta County. This is happening across the state. So all over the state, they're going to require this to happen. So right now, all the executive directors across the state will be having some meetings coming up where we're going to be talking and discussing and collaborating on what the next step is. Because right now it's passed the Senate. And it'll be voted on the assembly coming up.
Does it have to go into the budget then after that, or is that already? Doesn't have to go to a budget committee after they pass it to see if it's going to, if they're going to.
I can't speak to that.
I don't know. I have to take a look at that. Okay, so, well, if it's passed the Senate, it's going to pass the Assembly. We know that because most of them don't read what's happening anyway.
And so if that does happen, then it'll be implemented. Governor Brown would sign off on it. And then it would be implemented in, I believe, January of 16. And so it would require all of the things we talked about before, you know, posting, putting our paperwork, training our team. And then if we don't adhere to that, the first offense, if we are, quote-unquote, caught in a civil case, would be a $500 fine. The second time would be $1,000. And then it goes up from there. And it's kind of vague about what would be the next step if there's a quote-unquote, third offense. And already with this Neural report that has been published, we've actually had fake clients come in. Like, I totally know when someone's faking it. They'll call in and say, XYZ, I think I'm pregnant, or I'm not sure what I want to do, and I want to know what my options are, and da 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 da. Or they make an appointment, they ask us copious questions that a traditional client would never ask. So they want to know exactly what we offer, every single detail. Well, do you offer this? Do you offer this? Do you offer this? Do you have STD testing? Do you offer birth control? Well, what if I want birth control? Where can I get it?
Okay. I see. So they're coming in there just.
Well, they're coming in super strong, and it's different. And then they make appointments, and then they never show up. And our clients that actually need help, they can walk in, and we'll see them right away if we can. And if not, we'll say, hey, we can't see you right now. How about you come back in 45 minutes or in an hour, or you want to schedule it for tomorrow, or what does that look like? And our clients don't ask those 25 questions as soon as they walk in the door or when they call on the phone. They might say, hey, I'm in a tough spot, or I'm really struggling financially. I don't know what to do, or I've had two abortions in the past, and I think I may have miscarried, or whatever that is. But so we can discern between the fake clients, sure, and a real client. And so, and like you mentioned before, what are we going to do? Our stance normally is, hey, this is what we do over here, and we sit in the mercy seat, and we're here to love on the community and offer resources and help. And we don't go attacking. We're not climbing in anyone's chair. We're not picketing outside. We're not lighting their buildings on fire. So this is a direct hit.
You're providing a service for people that are pregnant.
Right. So, you know, like, and there's other nonprofits in the city, and I'm not going to go through and list everything that they do, but I can't even fathom entities coming in and saying, you're offering a service to the community for free. We don't like that. We would like you to refer to us, please. We want more of your people. We want more of your business. We don't like the fact of what you're doing over here. It feels, whatever it is. It's unconstitutional. Like, I don't see how they can come in and say, you have to be doing this. We don't like what you're doing. You need to be doing this.
It's kind of like providing birth control under a Catholic university,
right,
under Obamacare. We can force you to do it. Well, no, the Supreme Court said you can't force us to do that.
Right. I don't know how this is flying through, but
somebody challenges it and say, wait a minute, well, this is something that, you know, I don't know if it's faith-based, if you could fall under that, say that is against what we teach here. If it's not faith-based, you know, who knows what they can do.
It's faith-based.
It's faith-based.
It's in our bylaws.
If that's the case, then I think, and if it's, you know, in your faith that it's that abortion is wrong, or it's, you know, you can't do it, that might fall under that. Who knows? But it will take a lawsuit. So maybe that's one of the things you and your people will be talking about. Shelley Gibbs, Executive Director of CareNet here in town, provides a great service. It takes no tax dollars, cares about the community, and is just one of the places that are under fire under this new Assembly and Senate Bill 775 that will force them to give information about abortions to anybody that walks through the door, more so than they do, and including putting signs up on their windows. I don't know what the sign would say, you know, want an abortion? Go here?
We don't offer this service, here's where you can get it in the community.
Oh.
Name and address, phone number, website. No, thank you.
All right. Well, it's going to be interesting. Keep us informed about what's going on here. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I will.
Shelley Gibbs, how do people get a hold of you guys?
Phone number 246-7075 for our Reading Center, Red Bluff 528-8102. Or our website is great information and all of our contact, CareNetNorCal.org.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after the news with Mark Story of Haven Humane. It's 8 o'clock here on the 23rd of June, going up to 104 today.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Republicans today are expected to repeal a part of Obamacare, one that critics allege could lead to health care rationing.
An advisory board that Wisconsin's Paul Ryan says puts health care decisions into the hands of what he calls unelected bureaucrats.
What IPAB would essentially do is ration health care. It would take control away from patients.
Michigan Sand 11 says that's not the real reason Republicans are pushing this vote.
This would really be the 59th vote to repeal or undermine ACA.
Levin notes the advisory board doesn't act unless Congress fails to do its job to control costs.
That's SRN's Wally Hines reporting. The husband of a prison employee accused of helping two convicted killers escape a New York prison says that the inmates told her they would kill her husband if she didn't follow through with the plans to help them get away.
She said, their plan was they want to kill you. I said, what?
There's Lyle Mitchell appearing on NBC's Today Show. With summer barely underway, forecasters are already issuing heat advisories for much of the southeast.
With a high-pressure system like this, in combination with the moisture across the area, the relative humidity, it's causing these high temperatures to be exacerbated by having such high heat indices as well.
That's National Weather Service forecaster Laura Belanger. Orders to U.S. factories for long-lasting manufactured goods were down in the month of May.
The Commerce Department says total orders for durable goods fell 1.8% after declining by 1.5% in April. May's drop was caused in part by a 35.3% plunge in orders for aircraft. Meanwhile, a key category which tracks business investment plans, orders for non-military capital goods, excluding aircraft, rose 0.4% last month, reversing a 0.3% decline in April.
It's Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow's up 15 points. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was in college, and I used my credit cards as a source of income, and I got into a lot of debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The customer service at Trinity is excellent. They take all of your bills and put them all together. It's one single easy payment.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Ben Bernanke is not at all pleased by plans for a makeover of the $10 bill, and SRN's Rich Thomason explains why.
The former Federal Reserve chief says he's appalled by the plans to drop Alexander Hamilton from his featured spot on the $10 bill so that a woman can appear there. Bernanke, who's now a blogger, says that Andrew Jackson should instead be dumped from the 20. He says Hamilton was the best economic policymaker in U.S. history, while Jackson was, in Bernanke's words, a man of many unattractive qualities and a poor president.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason. South Carolina's second highest ranking elected official is now urging state lawmakers to open debate about the Confederate flag. Republican Lieutenant Governor Henry McMaster said on his official Facebook page that the time has come, quote, to consider an appropriate location for the Confederate flag. McMaster's comments come a day after similar remarks by Republican Governor Nikki Haley. This is SRN News. What's in a name? As SRN's Ron DeRox reports, one NFL team is about to find out.
A federal judge will weigh arguments today from the Washington Redskins that canceling the team's trademark would infringe on its free speech rights. Both sides in the dispute are asking the judge to rule in their favor before the case goes to trial later this year. The team wants the judge to overturn a trademark trial and appeal board decision to cancel the trademark on the grounds that it might be offensive to Native Americans.
That's Ron DeRox reporting. He had a classical art background, but Donald Featherstone's best-known work would come to be considered by many the ultimate symbol of tackiness. Featherstone was the creator of the pink plastic lawn flamingo. In 1957, he created it for a plastics company, modeling it after a bird he saw in National Geographic. Millions of them have been sold. His wife says Featherstone passed away yesterday at an elder care facility in Massachusetts. At the age of 79. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460.com. Good morning to everybody, Jarhead and Sonny and Trevor and guest and guest and more guest. Bad Bob. It feels so, so cool in here.
Suck it up and enjoy it for as long as possible. For the next 10 days or so, daytime highs are going to be into the triple digits, pushing up to 115 potentially. By the weekend, and that's we got a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Will just make it not only hot but also muggy. Overnight lows right around the 80 degree mark, so summer is officially upon us. It is currently 75 in Reading. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer, a veteran-owned business that offers discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. You know, 8 is enough, Dad. Dick Van Patten.
Oh, yeah.
Just passed away.
No.
86.
Yeah. I liked him. He seemed to be pretty cool guy.
But yeah, but you know, you get people like Robert Young, whom Father Knows Best, was an alcoholic and had a lot of demons, but you never knew that.
Yeah.
You never knew that when he was
He portrayed a character,
that's right. And other people that portrayed these characters, look at Rock Hudson. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but he portrayed a character that was totally different than he was in many ways. I find that, you know, that was interesting. The other thing I see is that Holly Madison, who is the one that...
How about composer James Horner?
James Horner.
Killed in a plane crash. Killed,
and this was his plane.
Yeah.
It looked like a two-seater, like a... but it looked almost like a World War II type plane.
Mm-hmm.
But, he crashed out there. You know, he did... he's the composer that did Titanic.
Yeah.
Did a lot more Glory.
A couple of Star Trek movies, I do believe.
Yeah, some of those. Holly Madison, who was with Hugh Hefner for, for a period of time, said that Hugh Hefner made her feel ugly.
Is that right?
Can you make people, can other people make you feel ugly?
Yes.
I guess they can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or diminish them in some way in order to expand one's own feeling of importance.
Well, speaking of someone that is, he is pretty on the inside. Let's go to the phones.
Segway City.
Let's go to the phones here. Terry, good morning.
You're breaking me up. I never knew you cared. You're breaking me up, buddy. Bear with me just a minute. Hey, I've got a solution for the hot weather. You ready?
It's not a slip and slide.
Wait a minute. Before you even start, Terry, Bob, put your hand over the dump button here just in case. Okay, Terry, what's the solution?
Here is the solution. Okay, now everybody can do this that has a swimming pool or is close to water. This is called wallowing. In fact, I'm so excited about it, I think I can make it an Olympic sport. Now, what you do is you get, you know, maybe the dollar store or somewhere, you get those styrofoam noodles.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And
no,
you get into your
swimming
pool of the water
with
the styrofoam noodle. You get in there, you sit on that noodle, and you get all your friends there. You take your beverage of choice, whether that be an ice-cold Corona with a lime or whether it be a cup of iced tea, and you just sort of wallow, and you chit-chat with each other. And then every 5 minutes you say, okay, splash, and you get everybody wet. That's not a great idea to stay cool.
Works for me.
It's called
wallowing.
Wallowing.
Doesn't take a lot of effort.
Wallowing. You know what we should have? We should have wallowing places on corners so people
can
wallow.
You know, we could do wallow, and it's free, guys. I mean, we don't have to waste water. You know, the water's already there. You know, and you can visit with your friends, and it may cost you a buck or two for the noodle, but, you know. Yeah. Anyway, I got an announcement I'd like to make for Saturday.
Do you have something of substance here?
I do, my friend.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'm still recovering from that nice remark. Saturday, June 27th, 6 p.m., Clare Ingle Park in Shasta Lake City, we are having a town hall. There will be music. There will be food. There will be lots of water. And Mark Baird is going to be speaking along with Mayor Greg Watkins about liberty in the state of Jefferson, and that starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday night. Also, I want to remind folks that it's usually about 8 degrees cooler in Shasta Lake City, and where we're going to be, there's plenty of shade and all that good stuff. So we're starting at 6 o'clock. Lord willing, it won't be, you know, outrageously hot. But, boy, folks, stay cool during this hot period, I'll tell you.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm missing Mark here. He may have called and said something. But one of the things we're going to talk about is, you know, in a car, when it's 114 degrees, it takes less than 10 minutes to kill old dog. Even if you've got the windows cracked some, it will get so hot so fast in that car that it's unbelievable. So, and whether it's dogs or babies or you know, like elderly people, no, mom doesn't want to come in because it's, you know, it's too hard to come and get in the store. Wow. You come back and there's mom. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, well, you know where you are. You take the traffic and the heat from the concrete and everything else right out in front of your studio. You probably can add another 4 or 5 degrees easily to whatever the high is.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's, you know what, and it's like, and then when you see the dogs on the street, these little dogs are walking, or big dogs are walking, their pads are being burnt. You know, the street has got to be running 125, 130.
Yes.
And they're walking them along there, plus it's getting that radiation off their, sidewalk into their belly, and heating them up that way. And people don't think of that, you know, that here, you know, I saw somebody walking the other day when it was over 100, and he had his big Slurpee. And he was drinking that, and he had his dog right next to him. And I'm thinking, dog could probably use a little Slurpee.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing Linda wasn't in the car. She'd been running over with the baseball bat. So
I'm thinking of next week bringing a cast iron pan and just setting it on the sidewalk, and hopefully nobody comes along and takes it. But set out there for a couple hours and then fry an egg on it.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, buddy. You'd be able to do that.
Well, you know,
I think I'm going to start carrying my noodle with me everywhere.
I'm not going there. So, thanks a lot, Terry.
Of course, if I eat any more food, I'll need two noodles.
There you go.
Anyway, Clare Ingle Park, 6 o'clock,
you know,
Saturday,
hop into
June 27th.
Yeah, okay, June 27th, Clary Park in the city of Shasta Lake.
Bring a chair. There'll be food and music, and we'll talk about liberty.
All right.
If
Mark Baird has not been arrested by the Fish and Game Department for water, you know, piracy or something.
Moving rocks.
Yeah, moving rocks. Okay. Hey, I just saw something in the Record Searchlight again today that said, you know, talked about these people that are replacing their lawns. They're getting paid to replace their lawns with turf, artificial turf. And it's, you know, oh, hey, look at all the water we can save and all this. Or you can just use rocks and desert, you know, desert plants or cactuses or things like that. Okay. The problem with this is that if you use artificial turf or any of these, is that the heat that's radiated off of the artificial turf, it does not absorb into the ground like grass does. Grass takes care of a lot of the carbon footprint that's out there by absorbing it. If you just take and replace all of these grass yards with astroturf or fake turf or full turf, they don't absorb. And what they do is reflect. So it can actually increase the temperature in that area, and especially into your house. Like we were just talking about downtown, you got all this concrete. And in the suburbs, it's not as hot because it absorbs the heat. Well, if you put a lot of fake grass in, then it'll absorb it, but it can't go anywhere. And so what it does is it reflects it back. So your house will be hotter. Aha. Didn't think about that, did you? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages, though. I tell you what, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms and our friends down there. John Bastiani and his crew provide everything a shooter could want, whether it's a pistol, a long gun, ammunition, shooting accessories. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right in here in Reading. And why are they successful? It's real simple. Prides himself and his people on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock. 2539 Larkspur, give him a call at 222-8222. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 76 going up to 104 today.
Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
The ocean, at the head of the trail, where are we going? So far away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott. 8:20 in the morning, 76. You know what? Almost every 10 minutes, I think it's probably going to go up a degree because it's going to get up to 104 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Not the heat, just the weather, us talking about it. Do not call them at 365-3793 and blame them for the weather. That is not their fault. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wind River on July 2nd. It is Romance on the River at Elements Lounge, 243-3377. Lady Bott and the Bluebirds as they go out there and from 7 to 9, knock your socks off. Go out there, have a great dinner, and listen to Linda and her crew. And their Joe Larson is going to be there as a guest artist with his trombone. And this man plays a trombone like you cannot believe. Absolutely fabulous. But you need reservations because you want to be able to get up there, get in front, be able to see, or any place in there. But the quicker you get your reservations, the better it is. 243-3377 at Elements Lounge. Steak and lobster, $21.95. And it's good. Can't beat it. That's one of the things. Okay. Elements Lounge, July 2nd. Lady Bott and Bluebirds. Okay. Okay. I have to admit I made a mistake. Are you ready? I'm not one of those people that does not. You've heard me, Bob. How many times have I said to you, "You know, Bob, I'm wrong"? Okay, may not have said it exactly like that, but
it has been uttered.
I make mistakes, and in this case, Haven Humane, who's been with us for 3 years at least, the last Thursday of every month. I thought for some reason I got that thinking it was the fourth Thursday of every month, which is the last Thursday. Guess what? It's not the last. I mean, Tuesday is what I meant. Tuesday. There's one more to go. There's five Tuesdays in this month.
Yep. Well, I think we have a blue moon also.
Yeah, well, once in a blue moon. And so when's he going to be on? Next week, when he's supposed to be on. I'm talking him up, saying he's going to be here and all that. I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say?
It happens.
It happens. So we've now gone into open line Tuesday. And talking about a lot of different things.
Now, phone lines are open.
Phone lines are open. Come in and give us what you're thinking about here. You know, you're getting hot. But we can talk about things because it is hot. Is please do not. If you've got a dog in the back of your truck, we can talk about this because I've been listening to Mark for like 3 years. Your dog in the back of the truck, you think, oh, that dog's getting lots of cool air back there. Well, not when the air is 100 degrees. The dog in that bed of the truck, that bed's hot too. And now he is standing in a veritable pool of heat. And you leave him in the back of that truck.
Yeah, jump in the back of that truck barefoot in the middle of the day and tell me how it feels, huh?
The dog's barefoot.
And
the dog's not going to like that at all. And nor would you. And you're laying there going, hey, yeah, this is hot. This is really hot. Other things that are going on in our world. We talked about the heat and how that, when you're changing out your grass for turf. But what they don't talk about is these other programs. It's part of these programs. It's not just exchanging, your grass for fake turf. They also are providing, in a lot of these programs here in the state of California, they're buying new water nozzles for your showers. And, you know, frankly, I need to get one of those. So I'm going to check this out because the shower we have now, the nozzle, just the water just pours out of that. It just works so well. So I need to get one of those you can adjust down. You can even turn it off if you have to, like Bob has in his house. You know, like Navy showers. Bob is in the Navy, and he loves those Navy showers. He would take he gets himself wet, shampoos himself down. He has turned the water off while he does that, and then he rinses himself off. Brenda is not real crazy about that. But they can do other things, like low-flow toilets that they paid for you to put in, and they will reimburse you for this. You know, so it's a lot of different things that it comes through there besides the turf restoration, which we've talked about, and a lot of times that doesn't work. Red is on the line. Red, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Hey, I
open
just
line.
Huh?
It's open line.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and let everybody know that's opposed to the TPA fast track bill. Today is the last chance to put a stop to it. It's in the Senate for a vote, and if you want to call your senators from California, Feinstein is 202-224-3841 and 415-393-0707. So,
I thought that, but Boxer and Feinstein are against it, aren't they?
Boxer has come out and said she'll be voting no. Feinstein said she's undecided and looking for input. She's trying to figure out which way to get a $1 billion contract for her husband.
Well, that's true. You know, you've got to take care of your family first, right?
That's it. But for anybody that's opposed to TPA, this is kind of the last ditch.
Well, Mitch McConnell has looks like he's been shoving things through, though, right?
Yeah, he is.
I mean, this is not something that, I mean, this is, you know, they're pushing it through and are like kind of beating up all the opposition. Are conservatives losing places on committees and all this because of
voted against the TPA in the House are losing their committee and subcommittee seats and are being told that they will not be receiving any Republican funds or any kind of concessions for their districts because they voted against the TPA.
Hmm. You got Ted Cruz is saying Obama trade is enmeshed in corrupt backroom dealings.
Yeah, but Ted Cruz still voted for the TPA.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, I don't know. It's a mess.
It is. There's a lot of things that are a mess here. So that's just one of them. Okay. Thanks a lot, Red.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. You know, some of the other things, that are going on that I guess one of the things, too, you understand, I'm still having problems with this one, is Hillary Clinton, who broke the law on these servers and nothing's being done. Is there even an investigation going on about this? The fact is she had these servers and now they're finding out it's two servers in her back in a bedroom of her house, albeit guarded by Secret Service agents. However, the problem with it is that Secret Service agents can protect it from maybe a physical attack, like they're coming in and taking them out like bin Laden or something like that. But to go into it, I mean, it could be hacked into. But we'll never know because they've destroyed that. Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning. You have something?
Everybody? I had a question. Really, I don't know if you could pass it on to our representative the next time he's on, but my whole take on this TPA, TAA thing was that it could have been stopped at several stages, and it could have been stopped in the House had it not been for some Republicans voting for TAA. My understanding was that our congressman voted for TAA, which has enabled the TPA to get to this point to where they are going to fast-track it in the Senate and give President Obama the ability to enter into trade agreements without any oversight. And for them to do this at this point where we just went through this whole thing with Obamacare and being upset that they passed something without us knowing what's in it, and then the Republicans, you know, do the exact same thing with something that the majority of the American people are against, it makes me wonder if our leadership here is more concerned about potentially getting on their own committee or the voices of their constituents. Because a congressman isn't supposed to go to Congress in order to advance his congressional career. He is there to represent the people and the concerns of the people in his district. And so, I mean, I hope that is addressed the next time our congressman is on.
Well, you know what? He's going to be on the first, so I'm thinking maybe even on the 3rd of July, maybe the week after that, because 3rd of July is, we have a remote going that day. But that's a good question. And when he was on for, I thought I had him for an hour the other day, but it was, you know, because he was traveling, it was for half an hour. And I've been, and that's a good question. One, how you voted, and does this represent the people? And there were a lot of people calling in saying, how many phone calls did you get opposing this? How many phone calls did you get supporting it? And the answer was not forthcoming. It was kind of like, well, we get phone calls all the time. But yeah. that's an interesting thing is to find out, you know, and I can send these kind of questions out before, you know, so we can address them so it's not going to be a surprise when it comes to numbers. So we can do that, Bob. And that's a good question is, so, because I read another article that says they were, you know, it wasn't clear how he voted.
Right. Well, you know, you got to keep banging the phones and talking to his support or his assistants there. And, you know, that's the thing. People don't understand that, you know what, you have the ear of your congressman if you get on the phone and you call. It may not be you get Doug on the phone every time you call, but you can get a hold of somebody in his office.
You can get, you know what, you're absolutely, and that's one of the things I really admire about Congressman LaMalfa is that you can get a hold of somebody and ask them a question, and that question is, at least it's always come back to me.
In fairness to his staff, they admit that is their job.
Yeah, that is their job.
Yeah.
And I ask a question, how many veterans are on his staff? You know, and they came back within a day of telling me. There's one. There's one on Congressman LaMalfa's staff. He's a former Navy. They've got a woman or two that's married to veterans or one. So, but that's another question. And so how did you vote? And how many people appear in the 750,000 people he represents? Was it a strong group of people that said support this or a strong group of people that said, no, don't?
The interesting thing that I think, and I'll just one more comment,
sure,
is in regards to, you know, what happens when people go to Washington and they forget that, you know, it's great that they have all these committees and these political action committees that, you know, that they'll give monies to the candidates in certain districts. But those committees weren't formed by people that live here in Chico or Redding, you know, and, you know, that's not where the votes are coming from for those people to be seated as congressmen or senators. You know,
it's to represent the people. It's to represent their constituents, do a job, right, and get out. Yeah, and not continue. Is that it, Bob?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much.
But those are good questions. Those are good, and thank you so much for calling in. There's three of them here that it needs to be addressed. Okay, Bob, thanks a lot. We're going to have to take a break here. We're past our break time here, but it's 8:33 in the morning. It's 76 degrees out there, going up to 104. We got people on the line, and we'll get back to them as soon as we get back from these messages. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
They've been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Time is 25 minutes till 9 here on June the 23rd. 79 degrees, 3 degrees in the last 10 minutes. 79 degrees going up to 104 today. Weather brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. The weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The weather, of course, brought to you by some kind of jokester out there that's making it this hot. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. These are great people down there at Cypress Square. Better-known business, discounts for seniors and veterans, super haircuts, the cheers of barbershops, man's last stronghold. And I guarantee you, you go in there, it's not 104. Nice and cool. Sit in there, get your hair cut. In fact, I think I'm going to head down there today or tomorrow, get my hair cut. Bob, you're getting I think you're looking okay, Bob.
I'm going to take care of it next week.
Next week, yeah. But I think I'm getting a little bit shaggy here. So Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. You know, we talked about a little bit on Walmart is removing Confederate flag merchandise from stores and online. You know where I see this thing going? Besides, the Confederate flag, they're not going to be, you can't fly them during NASCAR. there won't be any during NASCAR, which is kind of interesting. You go to NASCAR, you see a lot of Confederate flags flying, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking here, I saw an article in Huffington Post. I read Huffington Post too. I read them all. That this guy talks about it. He's up in Pennsylvania. He's walking down the street with his little small dog, and he looks up, and there's his neighbor that he knows. He looks up, and he sees this flag flying, and it's the Confederate battle flag. And he got really just insanely mad about it. Any other time, I think I could, talk to the guy and say, hey, you know what this means? But he was really angry because of what it represents. To him, it represents treason. And slavery and poverty and these things. And he talks about, people said that the war between the states or the Civil War was because of economic reasons. He said it was all based on slavery, economic reasons of slavery. But I don't think it's quite that simple. But yes, it does represent that symbol of slavery. You can't get away from that. You can't just say it's all over one thing, you know, economics of slavery, you know, states' rights for slavery. Or perhaps the fact is the people that ruled the states, the people that governed the states were all rich landowners. And there were people there, but did every one of them own slaves? The vast majority of the people that fought the war did not fight for slavery. That's not what they were fighting for.
No.
Because they didn't have slaves.
No.
They fought for states' rights. They fought for their state. Here's the Union was coming down and stomping on their state and their rights to be a free and independent nation. So, now, it was wrong, you know, that when they, you know, for the any reason you look at it, to go ahead and extend slavery for any reason was wrong. I know you say, okay, yeah, you can turn around, you can look back 160 years and you know, put your judgments today on what was then. But people knew back then slavery was wrong. I mean, that's why it was being changed, even though there were slaves up in the Union too, up in the Union states. So, but now Walmart's removing the Confederate flag and merchandise from stores and online.
Yeah.
Confederate flag's coming down. Ben Watson, removing the Confederate flag does not address the heart of the matter, though, and he's right about that. You know, again, it's a superficial icon.
The sign of doing something, you know, banning.
But here's the thing is you've got to do something. You know, no, we got to do something to show that we care. You know, and of course, the first thing that happens is, you know, that Obama says, well, you know, it's obviously got to be guns.
Yeah.
And then you get Karl Rove that says the only way you're going to keep all this goes away is to do away with the Second Amendment. Karl Rove says that. Yeah, he says the only way you're going to, and that's not going to happen. He said the only way to get your arms around violence that's with guns is to do away with the Second Amendment. Now, frankly, I think, again, that's a pretty stupid comment. But then again, Karl Rove has said a lot of things in the last few years that haven't been real bright, including how he was electioneering and all these. But again, it goes back into the fact is the gun the problem or is it it's the people that's the problem? Gun's a tool. My shotgun, by the way, has been sitting where it's been at for a year and a half, and not one person has been hurt. In fact, I could even say over 2 years. Not one person has been hurt by that shotgun. It did not get out. It did not load itself. It did not walk outside and kill anybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously it's not the shotgun. I mean, because, you know, it could be abused. I've dropped it a couple of times. I mean, I've abused it like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've shot it. I haven't cleaned it right away, and then I did clean it. So, I mean, it's been abused a little bit. I get, you know, not a lot, not big abuse. I haven't yelled at it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the shotgun has not gone out. And it's not picked, you know, it doesn't look at the internet. It doesn't get enraged by ISIS. It doesn't think it's superior over any other shotgun.
Yeah.
No, not only that, but, you know, I can loan this shotgun out to other people and other people bring it back. Shotgun's okay.
Yeah. Guns do not cause the evil. If you magically made every single gun in the country vanish all at once, would violence disappear? No. There was a lot of violence long before the Chinese invented gunpowder. We just did it with clubs.
Yeah, but let's look at it. I mean, realistically, if you did away with every gun, of course violence would drop. It would drop, and it would drop dramatically if you did away with all guns. But it'd have to be all guns. It can't be just guns in my hand or your hand, but we're law-abiding citizens, and we are. It can't be guns that are, you know, it's got to be all the guns. It's got to be police guns. It's got to be army guns. It's got to be bad guys' guns. It's got to be good guys' guns. You got to do away with all of them. Now, can you do that?
Yes, you can. But I still submit that a lot of horrific, awful, nasty battles took place without a bit of gunpowder in sight.
That's true. So we'd be out there clubbing each other to death or shooting each other with arrows.
Yeah.
Well, which you could do, too. It just the fact is, though, is that the loss or the, you know, the only way to, you know, when you say the only way we can end violence is to do away with all the guns, isn't going to end violence. You could have this guy, you could say, I'm sorry, but you have a tattoo of the a coiled snake that says, don't tread on me on your forearm there. I'm sorry, I cannot sell you a gun because obviously you're a right wing fanatic, even if you're a liberal Democrat. You can do those things. But it goes back into what is the base cause of this? Is the base cause of somebody like this somewhere, this guy was turned. He's 21 years old, 21 or 23. He's he's a millennial. He's not a 65-year-old guy who grew up in segregated areas in the South. No, he doesn't. He's a millennial. He went to school with blacks. He went to school with African Americans and Asians and Hispanics, for sure, for Hispanics, if he's down in South Carolina. There's a lot of Hispanics down there working on the farms. So he got this from someplace else. So you can't blame a gun for this man's mindset. Where did it start? That's where, if you don't kill this guy until you find out what got him to there. Then you're ready to execute him, that's fine, but don't do it until you find out what got him from the time he was a child and being a kid to where he is right now.
Well, and we think of this stuff in certain parts of the country, but I can tell you that down around the Twin Cities area, Yuba City and Marysville, a very active skinhead community down there that flared up back in the 90s. Some of Tom Metzger's newspapers made the rounds there.
Well, and Metzger used to be out of Fallbrook, California.
Yeah.
Boy. And down where we lived. And you know, and the thing was, I didn't know that. I mean,
somebody
I was in
sent
the
me a copy
there.
Of that rag,
I was in the
and
Marine
I was
Corps
like,
then. Yeah.
One of his newsletters, yeah. And I'm going, oh, my God.
I didn't know who Tom Metzger was until I, you know, I mean, now here's, and that's even scarier. I lived in the town. I never, you know, I may have even seen, Fallbrook's a small place. I mean, it is a small place. It is really small. I mean, you walk down the street, you see everybody in one, you know, at one glance. He lived there. He ran his organization there. I didn't even know who he was, what he looked like. I could have, at the one big cafe they had, not big, it was kind of a small cafe.
Could have had breakfast next
we
to
We could have
guy
had, he could have been sitting next to me at the counter. I would have never known. It's only until later when you find this stuff out. But the bottom line is, it's still, the thing is, bottom line is, how do they get from a child that's born innocent? And they are. They're born innocent. How do they get to the point where they can kill 9 people and because of race? Or shoot somebody because they're of a different color or a different religion. How do they get there? At what point does that turn happen? Is it gradual or is it big? We got to take a break. And we'll be back right after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, July 2nd in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, as we embrace the American Songbook. My special guest will be Joe Larson on trombone, along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. A special menu, Romance on the River, July 2nd. For your reservations, call 243-3377. See you there.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
She hits my mama. Lyle Lovett and his large band are returning to Reading's historic Cascade Theater. This 4-time Grammy winner is a music icon, fusing country, swing, jazz, and the blues. He'll bring it all to the Cascade Theater stage Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now to the general public. Get yours today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first 3 payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading. Home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas. And Kia Motors will make your first 3 monthly payments for for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first 3 monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 79 degrees, 80 degrees out. Yes, I hate to say this. We started at like, what? We started, what, 71 this morning? And so so it's gone up, well, in 2 hours, it's 80 degrees. It's going to go up to 104 today. Weather brought to you by, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It is 8:48 in the morning. We've got people on the line, but I want to talk about something that's happening. View 202 is, and Joe Wong are reaching out in the community. They're doing a lot of things to help our community, and one of them is a fundraiser on Wednesday, the 24th, and it's for a couple here and a good family right here in town, Kathy and Brian. She was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 years ago and a mastectomy and in treatment, and it is, she is in remission. 2 weeks after she returned home, her husband was diagnosed with a terminal cancer. Three young kids. She's a teacher at UPrep, and he worked at Caltrans. So they're having a fundraiser for them at View 202, and it's going to be tomorrow night. It costs $75 per person, and half the proceeds go to support the family and their medical bills. There's a website called You Caring in support of the family, and that's www.youcaring.com/Donald Family, NET Cancer - Reading. Or it's going to be a lot easier. Just give a call to View 202 at 226-8439, four-course dinner out in the veranda out there. And you can help support a family that's a good family here in town. And, again, they're going through a lot of expenses right now with the cancer treatments and what's happening, cutting back on their income, of course, because of the illness is not allowing them to work. So tomorrow and June 24th from 6 to 8 p.m., View 202. Give them a call for tickets, 226-8439. $75 a person or $150 for a couple. Half of it goes to the proceeds go to support the family, which means the other half are just, you know, they're not making money on this at all. They're going to, it's going to support the family. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey, I just want to be, give you some heads up. I just got my Bella Vista water bill.
Oh.
For the last 2 months. My allotment, I've been using about 160 CFS every 2 months.
Okay.
Which is, with my 8 horses, is, and I don't use any water. My landscape is dying for the last 2 years. And now they just cut me back to 60 CFS for 2 months. That puts me about 35 gallons to 40 gallons a day.
Oh my gosh.
And now I have to pay a penalty. My penalties that just came in are over $400. So, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but, I can't even, my horses use a little over 100 gallons a day, and they've got me cut back to 35, 40 gallons a day. So I don't even know if this country's going to make it, this North State with Bella Vista. I don't know what their thinking is.
So they cut you back. They cut you back over half for two months for 8 gallons a day?
160 CFS every 2 months to now my allotment is 64 CFS every 2 months.
Which comes out
to... So that's over 50, that's 60, 65%.
Yeah, 65% And that takes you down to 8 gallons a day for your household.
I get about 40, 45 gallons a day, and my horses use 100 and some odd. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And then plus the fact of, okay, so they're measuring it on what the amount of, what they think, what the amount of people that's at your place?
No, it's just my normal use was 160 CFS. I just got my new allotment without paying penalties at 60 CFS every 2 months.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And that puts me at about 2,400 gallons a month, and that's under 100 gallons. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm on the Social Security. I have no clue what I'm going to do.
So if you're going to, if your horse is...
Everybody better bar the door, because I'll tell you what, this Bella Vista is going to be driving brand new pickup trucks. They're going to have the best of equipment. I don't know what they're going to do with all their extra money, but believe me, I can't pay it. So I'll let you guys go. Thank you.
Okay, Billy Bob. You know, Billy Bob calls in here. He's a construction guy, and he's always got good comments. When I hear things like that, I mean, so what they're forcing, okay, here's what they're doing. They're saying, well, nobody told you to have 8 horses.
Yeah.
This is what they're saying. Nobody told you to have 8
Where
horses.
Where does the money go?
Where does it go?
Did they Is it used to build new infrastructure?
Do they buy more water? How can they do this? Okay, they're going to penalize you for it, but where does that money go to?
Yeah. I would really like to know. Is it being...
Bella Vista, is that separate than from Redding? Because I know...
Yeah, they're their own water district.
Okay, I know that. And one of the problems they have is they did not dig wells back when they should have been digging wells. And so now they're in deep trouble. But what are they doing with that extra money?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be buying water and bringing it in?
Or adding infrastructure, or building a fund, or signing contracts, something.
About digging a well.
If it turns out it's going into some general fund,
Well, that's what he's saying. Are they going to be driving new pickup trucks? I don't know. Hey, the gentleman's name for the fundraiser tomorrow is Donald, and I thought I'd said that, but in case I didn't, the fundraiser at U202. Thanks a lot to Joe for reaching out to families like this. It's something that, you know what, he's also, Joe Long also put out, he matched the amount of money to send people home. The transits wanted to go home.
Yeah.
He put up $16,000. I'll match anything, he said, up to $16,000 or $18,000 to get these people out of here and get them home. If they want to go home, here's your money, here's your sign, here's your plane ticket. No, not plane, but here's your bus ticket. There, see ya.
Yeah.
And did
so
that. Now they're reaching out and helping our community in other ways like this.
Here's a question. These indigents who are living in these camps, as they keel over from the heat, who takes care, who foots the bill for hauling these people off to the hospital
and fixing them up? Answer right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to like this. As soon as the police move out of their station here next door to us, into their brand new air conditioned station that the sewers don't back up. We've got a building right here with air conditioning. We have a building with bathrooms. We have a building. We just have a building here. I'm surprised that somebody, Tristan Schrader or somebody, hasn't said, "Why don't we just take these people and let them get out of this heat by taking them into the? We'll put people in there and we'll just let them come in there and rest during the day."
It would be nice if that's all they did.
No, I mean, can you see it?
I'd rather not.
Well, you know what? Why do you have fires? It's because they're laying out there in the – people are out there in tinder. That it is grass ready to explode. And this one lady that started the fire that they just arrested and had put her on 100,000, she was mad, so she lit a fire. They just had fixed a trestle on the track. You know what I mean? When you start fires like that, yes, you should be locked up, but, you know – how about the ones that do it? The other guy did it by accident and burn it all out there because that's where they're staying, in these illegal camps. And what, you know what I mean? They are illegal. They are on public property. Let's get them off there. They can't camp. They can't sleep. But that's not going to happen.
City of Los Angeles is finally going, we got a problem here. And they're figuring out what to do.
Well, there's
they'll just
places.
Send them to us.
You know, we've got to get outside the box here. You got to get outside the box. And thinking is, first of all, the Board of Supervisors just voted down a larger jail. What's their idea for handling this problem? Have we heard one idea? And I asked the sheriff, has the Board of Supervisors presented any ideas about having people being locked up? And his answer was, no. I mean, we pay these people, and we've got problems. And then you've got a problem with people that are staying out here and starting fires and living in places that have got no sanitation and all this. Has a time come to build a homeless camp at Stillwater? Mark Beecham thinks so. Throw it out there. Why not put 50 acres out there? Put up tents. Give them cooling tents. Put up these porta potties and move them out there. Put 150, 200 people out there. Hell, yeah, we can make it 1,000. What do you think?
I'm thinking that it's the time of year where every time a siren goes by, it scares me.
I just want to make sure it's not us. Yeah. You know, we caught on fire last year. The air conditioner caught on fire someplace and smoked the place up. Some people were holding their breath thinking, oh, God, they're off the air. Okay. Yeah. Hey, tomorrow, we've got a good show tomorrow. We've got great shows every day. But tomorrow, we're going to talk to a dog trainer who trains dogs to protect their masters, and it doesn't have to be a big Rottweiler, but he's going to come in and talk about how he does it. And he's also bringing in Kelly Verhoog is coming in with this man, and Kelly's got a dog that he's been training. I mean, this is a kind of dog that walks backwards on the trail, you know, on the river trail. If he sees something that looks like a threat, that dog turns around and walks backwards while he's watching that threat. I mean, come on. You know what? I need to get Elk Killer here, because the Elk Killer, you know, when she takes that little jump and she bounces up in the air, she goes right for the throat. Or any place
kind of like
can
the rabbit and Monty
kind
Python.
Like the rabbit and Monty Grail. Python is just, it. I mean, I've seen her just rip an arm off. No, I can keep fighting. That's tomorrow, and that's one of the things that's going to be on tomorrow. We've just got a lot of stuff happening tomorrow, but this, you know, this is interesting about having your dog trained to protect you. Hey, it's been a great day. It's Tuesday. It's going to go up to 104 today. Be careful out there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They're out in force. Protesters at the South Carolina State Capitol chanting "Take it down." They're demanding removal of the Confederate battle flag from the Capitol grounds. The Remove the Flag drive gaining new momentum following the Charleston church massacre.
We are asking right now that every member of the Senate, every member of the House would decide to make this day, the day that the flag comes down.
And in Virginia, the governor moving to have the Confederate flag banished from the state's license plates. Their plea is not guilty. Six Baltimore police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray entering those pleas today. New York's governor says a DNA found a few months